Welcome to Wrong Notes, the music blog of the Irreverence. I actually started working on a theme for this new podcast. This is a new format where instead of just music, it's got talking. And so there'll be some talking and there'll be some music, a little bit of both. But I haven't got around to finishing up that theme, so I just did a little... because the theme is going to be something like that anyway. In today's show, we will be talking with Bree Pettis. Bree recently tapped the Irreverence to do the theme for the Make podcast, which is Make Magazine's online video podcast that Bree is the host of. And I worked on that, created that. I'm Jay Feinberg of the Irreverence, and this is my show. That was Oh Snap, a new Wrong Note from the Irreverence. And the piece you're hearing now in the background is also a new Wrong Note. I don't quite have a name for it yet. Something like Dance of the Rain Fairy or something. Anyway, we're going to go head out and talk to Bree now. I'm here with Bree Pettis of the Make Video Podcast. And Bree, what is the Make Video Podcast?
Well, it's a it's Make Magazine's video podcast. So Make Magazine has a blog. And a while back, Phil Tyrone said, "Hey, you're doing some videos that are right up our alley. You should let us put them on our site, and a lot of more people would watch them." And I said, "That sounds great." So I did, and the next thing I know, now I'm actually... Then they were like, "Okay, we want you to do more of these." So now I make video for Make Magazine. And that's the Make Video Podcast.
Cool. Well, I saw your videos, the I Make Things video, because you're imakethings.com. And I remember one of the things I liked about it, first off, is you had this great theme, which I guess you did on, what was it, a little Casio, right?
Yeah, it was the little Casio that came out that had... Not only was it a Casio keyboard that was like the size of, it's like 2 by 10 inches or something, but besides being a keyboard, it was also a calculator.
That's right, yeah. Classic calculator and keyboard. And which I love those things, and I used to have some, and you know, I would sort of inherit them, and then as I got older, I tended to give them to kids because, you know, I had them. I mean, I was a little bit older when I had them. I was like in my teens when they came out, but still, it was kind of like a kid's toy. And anyway, I remember this theme that you have on your I Make Things video, and I really liked it. And then, you know, when you started doing the Make Video podcast, when you were just about to do, I guess, the first one, you called me up and said, "Hey, do you want to do the new theme?" And so what was your idea for having a new theme?
Well, I remember calling you up and basically saying, well, you had done a, you'd made a like some a little tune out of some words that I'd said at a party a while, almost a year ago. And you showed that to me, and that I was like, "We could make that into a ringtone." And so you did. And then I was like, "Okay, I have somebody who will do like audio." I Make Things. I Make Things, yeah.
We'll be right back.
I make things. I make things, yeah. So it had a, I wanted it to have kind of like a retro gaming sound. At the same time, I wanted it to feel like beep, beep, beeps of a robot and, you know, and then also have all these punctuation marks for different actual visual cues.
Right. And one of the things, so I actually, I looked back through my iterations of it in preparation for this, and I saw there was three versions I did. One was the first version, which was after our initial conversation, which, you know, really was sort of like me listening to your original theme and thinking like, I like it, I'm gonna try to do something like that. And this is kind of my one aspect of my wrong notes idea is that if I try to play anything anyone else does, it comes out wrong, but it comes out sort of my version of it. So I was like, well, I'm gonna try to play Bree's theme, and it turned into the new one.
Oh, that's great. And so it's derivative.
It was kind of derivative.
Abstraction.
Yeah, it's through the J filter, and which breaks everything. It turns into something new. Did a second version, which was part of our, you know, we were having this discussion about using like shop sounds and metal and engine sounds. And so I did all this recording of like, I can't remember, I have some metal stuff in my garage I recorded, and I wanted to do a motor sound, but you know, the blender I have is really perfect. It's a really loud kind of fast revving motor. So I recorded that, but you know, when I played it for you, I think we both were like, this is a little bit too, I thought it was too intense. And I don't know if you remember that version.
I remember at some point I was like, what number is this in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was that day.
That was the one. And we were trying to count it. It was crazy. It was really intense. Yeah, you'd packed like every idea into 9 or 10 seconds.
Right. Instead of actually using a saw sound, what I ended up doing is recording myself playing harmonica, running it through a ring modulator backwards, and it just has this weird buzzing kind of sound.
Yeah, I love that part of the demo. It's like...
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's like my version of a saw cutting through wood, but instead of actually having like a literal saw sound, it's just a harmonica through distortion and stuff, and backwards, I think, too.
Simple is hard. Simple and short
simple
is harder.
Simple and short, yeah. Well, it's, yeah.
And it's not simple either. I mean, well, it's not so much simple, but like getting the concept pure is hard.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's, I mean, so much I think about music is exploring what you're not saying so that when you say it, there's this context around it. And you don't really, in 9 seconds, you don't have time to like do that. So in some sense, each cue became like the thing I was saying was like, you know, that little blam was like the statement. So everything was just like, you know, there's going to be three blams. So, you know, how do those three blams kind of build up and how do they sort of get from one to the other?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a song is like a dance. Then like this 9 seconds is like a hand sign or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's like a toe flex.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I'll have to come up with some other sort of sound project for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is yet.
Cool, that'll be fun.
Thanks, Bree. And that brings us to the end. Oh, wait, it's almost the end. It's not quite the end of this edition of Wrong Notes. Before we end, I'm going to play a new Wrong Note track called Other Ducks. Thank you for listening to the Wrong Notes podcast. I'm Jay Feinberg of The Irreverence, and I'm speaking to you from Hear Jam Studios in Seattle, Washington.
This Wrong Notes podcast was recorded around June 15th or so, 2006.